Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. My name's Wayne Daly. I want to know, what company is this?
We are a third-party call center that deals with over 1,000 online products.
Well, somebody, this number keeps trying to charge my account $49.67. I want it to stop.
Yes, sir. I can definitely help you with that. Can I get that zip code so I can pull up the account first?
My zip code 45101. I had to cancel my bank card and get a new bank card. I ain't got it yet. Because somebody had been trying to charge me all last week a couple of times. Somebody from Arizona. I don't know who the hell it is.
Yes, sir. And can I get that first and last name, please?
First name's Wayne. Last name's Daly, D-E-A-T-L-E-Y.
All right.
Who are these people?
I'm not sure, sir, because since we are a third-party call center, we deal with a lot of products.
Yeah,
yes, sir. So I would have to pull up the account to see what was placed.
Okay.
I'm not seeing a name with that zip code that's matching. You said that zip code is 45101, right?
Yeah, I live in Southern Ohio. I don't live in Arizona. I don't deal with anybody in Arizona.
Okay,
my
yes,
bank
sir.
Said it had been.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
My bank told me it had been somebody in Arizona. They called me, kind of like they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And it was last week, and there was two that they canceled. And this one again today. Somebody tried to charge me again today. I think it says 423. That was yesterday. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tried to get the $49.67 again. I want it to stop.
Yes, sir. I can. I'm going to help you with that as much as I can. Could he be under anybody else's name that you know?
No, I'm the only one. My wife passed away 5 years ago. I'm the only one in the family.
Okay. Can you spell your first and last name again?
My first name is Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Daly, D-E-A-T-L-E-Y.
Okay, I'm not seeing a first and last name with that. Now, did they give you this number to call when they called you?
No, the numbers on the bank thing is, when I go in and check my bank, the number says NetBank, NETABNK.com, and give me this number, 888-859-5137.
Okay, sir. So since we are a call center that deals with a lot of products, some of the businesses we probably don't work for anymore, and they still have our number listed. So what I do advise you to do is try to call your bank back and ask them about that transaction specifically. Ask them, can I get a number directly to that business?
Well, I think once I get my new car, this stuff will stop. You know what I mean? They won't be able to get no money. But
yes, sir, it will. But it would be better if we can go ahead and cancel the account out so they can't try anything else. I understand that you are getting a new card.
Mm-hmm. My bank card was canceled last Wednesday. So this is a pending transaction anyway. It may not go nowhere. Just because they're trying to get money don't mean they will. I had somebody last year try to get $200. I'm glad the bank does call me. I check it every couple of days. That's a good thing. Yeah.
But yes, sir. I'm not sending an account. I can try the phone number and email if you like, but it's not even coming up with your first and last name.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, ma'am. Bye.